DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
All right, good evening. Hey, I was going to make a joke. I don't feel like making any jokes tonight. I mean, another ugly one. Not as ugly as last night, but it's another loss. It's another bad showing from the few power hitters that this team actually has. Another night of little offense, Royals held to 2 runs as they drop game 2 to the Reds. 7-2 the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Interested to see where you want to take this one tonight. 913-586-7965, that's the phone number, that's the text line number. Royals hopefully avoid a sweep tomorrow and pack a lunch as you square off with the heavy fastball, dirty slider of Hunter Green. Now, thankfully, you have Noah Cameron going. And, you know, maybe I should start right there. Maybe if you were one of the 17,000 that made their way out to Kauffman Stadium, maybe you showed up and you heard on the on-deck show that it was going to be a bullpen game. Going opposite a guy in Brady Singer that we've all known and many of us have fallen in love with over the past 5-7 years. Okay, maybe we should have expected a tough go from the boys in blue tonight, knowing that it was a bullpen game, knowing that eventually the bill is going to come due for the fact that Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo have both been on the IL. Right? For as great as those two are, really haven't felt it now, have we? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should have shown up expecting. No, you know what? No. I'm not showing up expecting the Royals to lose. I don't care who's starting the game. Royals are held to 2 runs again. I mean, I think it's time we start, again, saying the name of the individual in the lineup or individuals in the lineup that we're disappointed in. And enough of the offense, enough scapegoating. Let's call a spade here. Royals are held to 2 runs for the 25th time this season. Game number 56. 2 runs or fewer in 25 of the first 56 games. Now, somehow they've won 7 of them. 7-18 in those games. No, because you know what? No, I can't say that we should have shown up tonight expecting the Royals to fall short because they're going with a bullpen game. Bullpen's not the reason why you lost the game. Daniel Lynch and Jonathan Bolin, they're not the reason why you lost the game. Now, John Schreiber didn't help himself nor his teammate out all that much. The defensive miscue by Schreiber turns this one into a laugher. This was a game, man. This was a one-run game after seven. A tie game after that gorgeous inning-ending double play in the fifth inning. But the offense is held to two runs. Royals are still two games above 500 and still the proud owners of the seventh best record in the American League. So still top half of the league, despite the fact that they are now staring down the barrel of a three-game sweep at home to the Cincinnati Reds. Royals have not been swept at home this season, and I don't care who they're facing. It better not happen tomorrow. Find a way, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi. Find a way. Bobby 0 for 3, Vinny 0 for 3, Salvi 1 for 4 with the hard hit single to left. Listen, I love Brady Singer. I'm happy that he performed well. His fastball command was excellent, right? His command of that sinker, it's been the same story for years with Brady. If he's putting that sinker where he wants to, he's a pretty darn good pitcher. But I'll be honest with you, I thought it was more bad offense than it was untouchable stuff from Singer. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Tonight's not about John Schreiber. To me, it's not about it was a bullpen game. It's once again about the offense. And when we're talking about the offense, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, it's not all these Punch and Judys that we're trying to see what they have. It's the big dogs at the top. Jonathan India comes through, his first multi-hit game in 2 weeks. Need more of it. Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny combined to go 1 for 10. Royals lose 7-2. Jack Caglione 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts in his home debut up in Omaha. All right, let's get to you. 913-586-7965. Logan was one of the 17 thousand in the building tonight. Logan, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
I think they need to bring up like a AAA guy because like the offense is not cutting it, and I don't like the way we're heading on the two game skid at home.
No one's enjoying this, Logan. I appreciate the phone call. The Royals offense remains the lowest scoring offense in franchise history. Through the first 56 games, they lose tonight 7-2. We go to Julius in Blue Springs. Julius, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to talk about, like, what does Matt Quatrero say to the boys tonight since we're just not hitting?
I don't want to hear from Q. I appreciate the phone call, Julius. Again, I want it to be Bobby, Vinny, or Salvi. Now stand up, take ownership, and get the boys going. Enough with the coaches. Enough with the hitting coaches and the first base coach and the base running. Get it done. I'm looking at the money, guys. Bobby, you're awesome. You're the best player on the planet. Go show it, because Ellie was tonight. Ellie De La Cruz was the best player on the diamond tonight. And Bobby was awesome, man. Bobby was awesome. Outstanding at shortstop once again. But Ellie scored 3 runs. Bobby's team only scored 2. Now, Salvi, you're the captain. You're the future Hall of Famer. You have your number. I mean, no one's ever going to wear the number 13 again. Go lead the boys. Go get them going. Let's go to Chad in Parkville. Chad, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I love you. I love the show.
Love you.
India, 2 for 4. I think they were talking about him on the radio about the trades. Is he quite worth it? Hey, he made himself worth it today. Massey even made himself worth it after they talked about him on the radio today. But
yeah, like I need Massey to hit for some extra bases.
The three guys.
I don't need Michael Massey to be an 8 hitter. I need him to hit the ball in the gap.
The three guys we need, 1 for 10 after. The guys that the radio talked about today, they showed up. The other guys didn't. our big guys didn't. Should they talk more about them on the radio?
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about, radio guys. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Freddie in Olathe. There's a lot of people on the radio. How am I supposed to know who you're talking about? Freddie, go ahead.
All right, Vern, like you were saying, some of the big three, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, they need to step up big time. And I'm looking at one person in particular. I think it's time, and no Royals fans are going to want to say it, it's time to bench Salvi and start Freddie. I've had enough. Freddie Fermin needs to be our starter by tomorrow.
And then what? And then what? You're a better team?
Absolutely.
This team's going nowhere without Salvi. What? How are they? Okay. Yeah, you know what? Again, like I mentioned, the lowest scoring offense in franchise history through the first 56 games. Sure, there are no bad ideas. Okay, I got you down. Thanks for the phone call, Freddie. I mean, you're letting him off the hook. Oh, hey, Travis Kelce not getting it done. Time to bench him. No, pick it up, 87. Bench him. What are you talking about? No. Turn it around. Go lead the team. Bench him. What a cop-out. Royals lose 7-2. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
He swings, bounces to third. Garcia has it. Goes to Massey, one. On to first, two. Taylor Clark gets it done. On two pitches, he gets two outs. And gets the Royals out of a jam.
I thought they were winning. I thought they were winning that game when Taylor Clark comes in the fifth inning. Bases juiced, one out, 2-2. And pitch number two from Taylor Clark induces that 5-4-3 inning-ending double play as called by Steve Stewart. Oh, they were winning that game. I thought they were winning that game. They did not win that game. Royals lose 7-2. They've now dropped four of the last five. And they've now lost six straight games when favorites at home. But that double play, Michael to Massey to Vinny, well executed by Taylor Clark on the hill. Clark was outstanding. I know he gave up that 451-foot blast to Ellie De La Cruz, but Taylor Clark did his job. Most of the pitchers did their job today. Daniel Lynch, Taylor Clark, I thought those two stood out. I mean, even Angel Zerpa, his seventh straight scoreless appearance. But that inning-ending double play was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Jack in Kansas City. Jack, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I want to keep it on the optimistic side here. Okay. Is Kyle Isbell the best nine-hole in the league right now?
Hard to argue. Dude's on an absolute tear right now, hitting .306 over the past month. And for the season, thanks for the phone call. And for the season, he's been better than a league average hitter. Coupled that with one of the five best defensive center fielders, and yeah, Kyle Isbell is anything but the problem. No, your nine spot in the lineup, A-OK. It's not even the guys that are in the top four spots. It's their production or lack thereof, especially in the big moments. Salvi had a chance there in the first with the man in scoring position, and he grounded out. Royals today, 2-4-6 with runners in scoring position. 913-586-7965. Caitlin was one of the 17,000 to turn out for this one. Caitlin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Vern?
Doing very well.
I thought tonight was so good. I mean, I hate that we lost, but I still love the energy of the crowd. It was so good to see De La Cruz, but I'm a little frustrated that he destroyed us. I feel like tomorrow might be our day.
Well, it needs to be, because you can't. You can. It's not like the season's over, but you can't get swept at home.
How are you, Brian?
Thanks for the phone call, Caitlin. Not when you view yourself the way that this team should view itself, and that is a squad that still believes they can walk away with this American League Central. Now, no need to dive into the standings right now. You're not going to like what you see if you look at the division standings. But again, the Royals still top half of the American League. Seth Lugo back this weekend. Cole Reagan's hopefully back soon. All right, Jack bringing some optimism. Caitlin had a good time. I'm liking it. Garrett in Olathe was one of the 17,000 in the building. Garrett, what do you have for us, buddy?
You know, those top four guys need to produce, you know, especially with runners in scoring position. Like last year, we were one of the best teams. Now we're probably bottom five. You know, they just need to have a little bit of a confidence boost. You know, maybe John Rave gets his first hit tomorrow, and let's just play some good defense, and let's just forget about this one, and let's just go beat up on Hunter Green tomorrow.
I hope so, man. I like it. From your lips to the baseball god's ears. As far as the Royals with runners in scoring position, they have an OPS of 608. That's second worst in Major League Baseball. Last year, they were fifth best in Major League Baseball. Let's go to David in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals fall 7-2 to the Reds. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, David Hildreth, and this is the most embarrassing thing since we lost six in a row to the Yankees and the Tigers. I mean, and it doesn't make much sense in Little League. If you've got someone batting a good average and you got someone that's falling in an average, then you put the person that has the better average to follow them up. So in that case, who should be batting first? Witt. And the only thing I can say is Daniel Lynch can throw three good innings about anyway. Why should Coach Gio take him out at two? And I'll take the rest of it off the air.
No, he went back out for the third. He recorded the first two outs. And the reason why you pull him out is because he's a relief pitcher. And he was at 42 pitches with three ups. And he's a human being. So you need to properly take care of him or else his arm will fall off. Bobby in the leadoff spot? Yeah, listen, there's no argument there. Well, I'm not pounding on the table desirous to see Bobby at the top because I, A, don't believe that Bobby wants to be the leadoff hitter. And this organization spent the entire offseason telling you we're sick of Bobby coming to the dish with nobody on base. That's why we went out and acquired Jonathan India. So Bobby has someone to drive in. Bobby today, 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. You want my opinion? Bottom of the second inning. Bobby Witt Jr. at the dish with two on and two outs. Man, I understand how much failure is in this game. But Bobby had to come through there. I'm sorry. I mean, that's silly to nitpick a second inning at bat when you lose by five runs. But the bottom of the lineup did their job, right? Kyle Isbell came through with two outs, two on. Takes it back up the middle for an RBI. Jonathan India does the same thing. Bobby, I need you to make this inning ridiculous. I need you to put up a real crooked number for the boys. He flies out to right field. I'm texting with Dusty Likens during it because he's spiking a football that, hey, Vern, I told you earlier today, that I trust Kyle Isbell in the big moments. And yeah, Kyle came through. But the point I was making earlier this morning with Fesco and Dusty was Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, they must be very good in clutch situations. Last year, they were great. I'm not saying you got to be great again, but you need to be very good. And how else is this team going to put up three runs in an inning, put up a real crooked number without Bobby coming through in that spot, without Vinny Salvi coming through in that spot in the first? 9-1, again, you know, Izzy, Rave, Waters, Garcia, India, all these slap hitters. For the most part, they're doing what I'm expecting them to do. I need someone to bang the ball. MJ can't. Renfro can't. Massey obviously can't. Where's some extra base power? Royals didn't have a single extra base hit tonight. I mentioned Michael Massey. He did have a pair of hits today. Scored a run. He's had a nice little week here. I don't want to gloss over that because you need Michael Massey, just like you need Salvi, you need Vinny. Again, for as much as we want to think, oh, we'll go out and we'll trade for this guy and we'll trade for that guy and we'll call up this guy. Sure, yeah. I think they'll make a move. I think Cags could find his way to the big leagues this season, no doubt. But it still centers around Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and India. Michael Massey started the season as your five hitter, as your protector for Salvi, and now he's being run out there every single day as your eight hitter. But yeah, last week, over the past 7 games, or 7 days, I should say, Massey's 8 for his last 24. It's a start. Extra base power, not necessarily there. Now he has squared a few balls up. A few Adam balls right at the defender, finding gloves. That happened again today. Hits a 108-mile-per-hour rocket right at the second baseman to lead off the seventh. So got to give Massey at least a little bit of love. He's had a nice week at the dish. All right, we go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. David in Lee Summit. David, you're next up on the postgame show. We lost David. I'm sorry. That's Trenton in Kansas City. Let's try Trenton. You're next up. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, I was at the game, and I think the big thing about calling out players is maybe calling out the hitting coach, because you saw what happened when we leave a fastball over the middle. It goes a long way, but the Royals seem to constantly be missing those fastballs.
And you think that's coaching?
I think the hitting – well, if you go back to when Vinny got hurt last year, we've been averaging 2 runs like the last 80-plus games. I think
maybe a shake-up
with the hitting guys.
Okay. All right. We got you down, Trenton. I appreciate it. So Trenton's reasoning to want to get rid of the hitting guys, so we're firing 3 people, is because the Royals aren't hitting fastballs down the middle, and that's the coach's fault? I mean, I should have kept you on the line, and you could have identified who on this team doesn't know to hit fastballs down the middle, because whoever they are, get them out of here. What are you talking about? They don't know to hit fastballs down the middle. Do you hear yourself? Hey, dating back to when Vinny got hurt, our offense stinks. Yeah, Vinny was one of the 5 most clutch hitters in Major League Baseball last season. He was barreling towards 20 home runs and 100 RBI. Him, Salvi, and Bobby did it all last year. Think I'm making this stuff up? Dive into the numbers. They did it all. So when you lose one of the guys that's doing it all, of course the offense is going to stink down the stretch. Oh, but what about this year? Vinny stinks in big situations. Salvi stinks in big situations so far this season. And they're not giving Bobby a chance to beat him. Hitting coaches. Royals lose 7-2. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Ground ball through the middle. That gets into center field. The game is tied. Massey around second on his way to third. So Isbell comes through with a ground ball single. And the Royals have tied the game with 3 singles here in the second inning.
A bank team knows what to expect from Brady Singer. It's the Royals.
Yes, indeed. They would get to Brady Singer for 2 runs there in the second inning and then wouldn't get to him or anyone else in a Cincinnati uniform for the rest of the game. Royals go up 2-1. After 2, they lose 7-2. They've dropped the first 2 of this series and will hopefully avoid the sweep coming up tomorrow night. Quite the pitching matchup. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. But yeah, that second inning, good base running, right? A pair of 2-out RBI singles. Kyle Isbell, Jonathan India, both smoking fastballs in the middle of the dish. Well, Izzy's was a fastball in the middle, and he took it right back where the old man taught you. Right, hit it right back to the pitcher. It's basically what India did. Now he had a little, or excuse me, that's basically what Isbell did. 101 miles per hour off of the bat. He scores Michael Garcia from third. Michael went first to third on Massey's single. Massey goes first to third on Isbell's RBI single. And then Jonathan India, protecting with two strikes. He takes 93 at the bottom of the zone and takes it up the gut to give the Royals a 2-1 lead. And with two on and two outs, Bobby Witt Jr. flies out to the opposite field, and that's about as good as it would get for the boys in blue. Bobby 0-for-3 with a walk. He did steal his 20th base of the season, that's second most in Major League Baseball. Bobby also becomes just the third player in the last 20 years to record at least 20 stolen bases in each of his first four Major League seasons. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Text line is there for you as well. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Addy, who was one of the 17,000 in the building tonight. Addy, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Nice to hear from you.
So it was great to see the energy at the K tonight. Loved seeing Salvi out there. I used to go to the games all the time with my grandpa when I was little, and Salvi was my favorite player when I was younger. And so it's always just great to see him out on the bases, and he's still my favorite player. So great to see his loyalty to the Royals.
No doubt. And some interesting questions. Addy, thank you very much for the phone call. Some interesting decisions in the next year plus when it comes to the Royals and Salvador Perez, right? A team option this offseason for $13.5 million for a soon-to-be 36-year-old catcher, and then he becomes a free agent. Yeah, there's some big decisions, and you know, Salvi has some big aspirations to once find himself in Cooperstown. But that's pretty cool. Pretty cool to have a favorite player as a youngster grow up, and that favorite player is still wearing that same uniform. You don't see that very often in the sport. And in a market like this, to have a player like that stick around for this long is certainly special. And there are a lot of people to thank. John Sherman for paying him, Dayton Moore for breaking Salvi off that contract. And of course, credit to Salvi. I've been wanting to mention this, but it's, if you would have told me when Salvi signed that contract that it would look good throughout, like the first time I would think, okay, maybe he's not earning every single cent, would be one third of the way through his final season. I know that might not sound like a compliment, but when you sign a catcher that had already caught as many games as Salvi had, when you sign a catcher to that contract, man, I thought this year and last year would hurt a lot more than it has. So, Addy, I appreciate that phone call. I'm always ready to shine a light on the greatness that is Salvador Perez. And when you're that great, nobody has higher expectations for Salvi than himself, so I'm not going to act like I have some, you know, immense bar that he's unable to meet. Nobody has a higher standard for themselves than Salvi. So sitting here saying I need him to be better, he certainly agrees. Addy, appreciate the phone call. Michael Massey, I mentioned him earlier. He is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958. You can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Royals lose 7-2. I mentioned Jack Caglione. The 22-year-old slugger went 0-for-5 in his home debut. First at bat, he struck out looking on three pitches. Second trip to the dish, he hits a 101-mile-per-hour exit velo. An exit velo of a 101, a fly ball to right field. Third time to the plate with two on and two outs, he hits a 111-mile-per-hour rocket at the shortstop to end the inning. Fourth trip to the dish, two on, two outs. He swings through a changeup in the dirt. And his fifth trip to the dish, he swings through a 3-2 slider against former Twins right-hander Randy Dobnak. So Jack Caglione tonight, 0-for-5 for the Storm Chasers. He'll be back out there tomorrow. Cags was the first baseman tonight. I think we'll see him in either left field or right field tomorrow for Game 2 up at Werner Park. All right, well, Game 3 of this series comes your way tomorrow night right here at Kauffman Stadium. It's quite the pitching matchup. Lefty Noah Cameron going opposite one of the best young righties in the sport, former number one overall pick, Hunter Green. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. I'm sorry, I'm just imagining that 100-mile-per-hour fastball and that devastating slider of Hunter Green going up against this offense. But you know what, as I say that, remember what they did to Logan Webb? Remember what they did to Tarek Skubal? I'm looking at Salvi. What's Salvi going to do to his guys to get him going tomorrow, going up against Hunter Green? Oh, I think the Royals are winning tomorrow. Did I just get myself all fired up? Oh, yeah, I did. Hey, I'll see you at the K tomorrow night. Take care. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.